AM 1450.
And we are back here on State Farm Prep Sports, brought to you in part by Prentice Salsa Heating and Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Print Works, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Starting lineups now, brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks, Winner's Trophies, Game Day Team Sports, and also Fans Heating and Air. Number 23, Hartfield. He is a 6-foot sophomore wing. Number 33, Peyton Sockwell. He is a 6'1 sophomore wing. Number 42, Heath Mansfield, a 6'4 senior guard, Mansfield. Number 52, Cade Skinner. He is a 6'3 senior wing, Skinner. And number 20, Taze Robertson, a 5'11 senior wing, Robertson. So the Wildcats will go with Hartsfield, Sockwell, Mansfield, Skinner, Robertson. Lawrence County is 3-2 on the year. For the 4-0 Blackman Blaze, number 2, Alec McMiller, a 6-foot senior guard, McMiller, number 2. Number 21, Josh Mayer, 6'4 senior forward, Mayer, number 21. Number 33, Justin Coleman, he is a 6'7 senior post, Coleman, number 33. Darius Thompson, 6'4 senior guard, Thompson, number 15. And also one more, and that is going to be number 5, K.J. Dowdy, 6'2 senior guard, Dowdy, number 5. So the Blaze going with McMiller, Dowdy, Thompson, Mayer, and Coleman. And again, the Blackman Blaze are 4-0 on the year, trying to remain undefeated here in the early season. Just from the onset, Thompson looks a little bigger and stronger. So does everybody, it would seem. Jumping center will be Skinner. Skinner versus Coleman. It's going to be controlled and tipped, or tipped and controlled, let me put it that way, by the Blackman Blaze. They're moving left to right as we see it, clad in the white unis with orange and navy. Lawrence County in the purple. Thompson, top of the key, swish. First bank three for Darius Thompson to get things started. Thompson with the first bank three. Lawrence County left, make that right to left as we see it. In front of the Blackman bench. Fake. Mansfield goes in. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Sockwell. Sockwell near wing. Back out to Mansfield. Bobbled it. Brings it back in. Goes to the far side. Turns, spins. Dumps it low in the paint. Skinner off the glass. No good. Skying for the rebound is Justin Coleman, the 6'7 senior. Now Thompson. He's a transfer in to Blackman High School. Thompson resets. Between the rings, Barry Wertman, the head coach. This team, a state tournament team last year, lost in the first round by one to state champion Memphis East. Another three by Darius Thompson, and it is good. Darius Thompson, 6, Lawrence County, nothing. We played a minute 15. Top of the key, the three by the big man. This one off the front of the rim. Skinner misses it. Rebound put back by Robertson, and he's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be on 2, which is Alec McMiller. Gwendell Cousin is typically a starter. He is in street clothes on the end of the bench, still rehabbing a football injury, and is expected to be back really, really soon. Robertson for the plus one doesn't get it. Another rebound by Justin Coleman. Thompson down the floor. Thompson stops. Now to Coleman. Foul line jumper. This one off the back of the rim too hard. Rebound Sockwell. He gives it up to Robertson, who brings it down the near side court. Now takes it across the timeline. Goes to the far side. Bounce pass into the corner. Trying to drive baseline is Robertson. Stopped there. Kicks it back out and finds Hartsfield. And now a foul underneath. Going to be called on Josh Mayer. So Mayer with the foul. Second team foul for Blackman. Inbounds, triggered in. Fadeaway jumper, Mansfield, no good from about 17. Down the floor, Thompson stops. Now he's going to be fouled. Thompson turned to look back at Coach Wertman to see what the play was. And Hartsfield actually just ran all over him. Purely by accident. I want to thank Monty Hale for tweeting out the scores from some of those girls' games. MTCS boys lead Huntland 19-15 in boys action, 19-15. Here, 6-2, the lob goes inside. They were going in for the slam, but the lob stolen away. First turnover for the Blaze. Lawrence County drives. Now back out to Robertson. Cross-court pass, can't do it against this fast bunch. Thompson steals it. Thompson, no-look pass to Coleman, goes up high. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lawrence County, and a 30-second timeout by the Wildcats head coach as his team trails by four. And that gives us the chance to talk about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught here.
Well, you know, Brian, the Bob Parks auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is professionally trained. That's right, professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
At the end of the first quarter of play, Oakland boys lead Franklin County 13-12. 13-12 is the score as the Oakland boys are leading Franklin County at the end of one. We're just underway here. Long girls game with lots of fouls and such. We're a little later than everyone else, it would seem. Lawrence County basketball. Robertson and stolen away. Thompson going to have a slam on the other end. Darius Thompson with the flush. 8-2. In the corner, Robertson. Now back out front, Mansfield, top of the key. Back over to Robertson, left side. They do feed inside, and there's going to be another foul on Josh Mayer, and that's two on him. And Coach Wertman going to have to go down the bench.
Darius Thompson looking to score a little bit more than I think he ever did last year, and a very unselfish player, but at times you almost wish he'd shoot more. And he's on fire right now. He's gotten two big threes and another basket.
Lucas Hart checks into the game. Lucas, a 6'3 junior for the Blackman Blaze. Turnaround jumper from the foul line. Right side, no good by Mansfield. Thompson down the floor quickly. He's got all eight of the Blaze points. Gowdy back to Thompson. Thompson from 20 off the back of the rim. Thought it was going to go. Rebound, McMiller. And Blackman resets. No look pass inside. Now back to Thompson. Back in the corner to McMiller. Thompson has it, top of the key. No look underneath to Coleman. That's a money shot right there.
And something we're so used to seeing from Darius Thompson.
If it's not points, it's an assist tonight for Darius Thompson on each scoring possession. Mansfield drives, forces one up there, and he walks. That's the third turnover for the Wildcats of Lawrence County. Thompson walks over toward Coach Barry Wertman. And now they give it off in the backcourt to McMiller, who crosses the timeline now. They set the offense here. 3:54 to go in the first. Dowdy in the far wing. Back to the top of the key. Hart finds Thompson, who works off a screen. To the top of the key. Turn spins at the foul line. Fade away. Swish. Darius Thompson on fire. 10 points already here in the first quarter.
Well, how do you stop that? How do you defend that? You know, two crossover dribbles and a fadeaway jumper. I mean,
three, top of the key, dings off the front of the rim for Sockwell. Thompson flips it into the corner to Dowdy. He's trapped there in some trouble. Got to get rid of it. Does. Finds Hart driving through McMiller. Alley-oop won't go, but the rebound put back by Justin Coleman. You can see how Coleman has made a difference in this team chemistry as well.
Well, he just kind of blends right in, but he's a real present post player underneath there.
Putting a lot of pressure on the guards for Lawrence County. In the corner, driving is Hartsfield, and he's going to be fouled by Blackman. It'll be number five, K.J. Dowdy, his first foul and the fourth team foul. Got Juwan Jennings, Andrew Rogan, and Reed Pierce into the lineup for the Blaze. And a foul, push-off foul on Lawrence County is going to be called on Cade Skinner. It's their second foul. 14-2 Blaze leading behind 10 points from Darius Thompson and Justin Coleman with four. Thompson works now between the circles, calls the play. Sets up Jennings here to the near side. Now pass to Dowdy, far side. Dowdy gets it back. The three by Rogan from the left wing. No good. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound, Robertson down the floor. Looks far side. Bounce pass. Goes to Mansfield. He drives the length of the floor and scores. Little running hook shot. Mansfield cuts the Blackman lead to 10. Rogan fakes the three, doesn't take it. Thompson's not shy. And off the front of the rim. Rebound, Wildcats. Robertson met there by Juwan Jennings as he crosses the timeline. Goes into the corner. Got to get rid of it now, and does, to Sockwell, right wing. In the paint. Six-footer up, no good by Skinner, and now a foul after the rebound. And that is going to be on Hartsfield. Parks Hartsfield with his second foul. And Will Norwood going to come into the game for Hartsfield, who's picked up two early fouls.
I think Coleman's kind of got a bloody nose. Somebody gave him an elbow while he had to come out.
Kind of trying to take care of that over there. Make sure it's not on the jersey as well. Juwan Jennings fires up a jumper from the left wing. It's no good. Rebound, Lawrence County. Blaze have kind of gone cold here for the moment. Driving Mansfield, and now blocking foul called on Lucas Hart. This game being called much closer.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, I let that go. I mean, I just let that last foul go. Just a little bump as he's driving.
McMiller in. Darius Thompson going to take a seat here for the last 1:15. A little rest. Having trouble getting it in. They finally do. Robertson in the corner to Norwood, who just checked in. Back to the top of the key, Mansfield. Mansfield has to back it off to Sockwell. Penetrates, lost the ball. It's going to be picked off by Juwan Jennings. Going to have a layup on the other end. It's blocked, but he is hacked. He is fouled. He is going to the foul line.
Five turnovers for the Wildcats. This is really similar to the girls' game. In fact, Blackman kind of just taking advantage of turnovers. They have one, and they and Lawrence County with four already.
Juwan Jennings, the 6'3 sophomore forward at the foul line to shoot a pair. The first one is good. Probably remember the name Juwan Jennings on the football field. Josh Mayer, Wendell Cousin, a lot of these guys, dual sports athletes.
In fact, Cousins is a football injury, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Second one, this one's good as well. Juwan Jennings in the scorebook, his first two, and the lead back to 12 with 54 seconds to play in the first. Lawrence County fires up the three. This one is no good by Mansfield. Rebound, Wildcats have it. Norwood passes back out front to Sockwell. He penetrates, drives in the lane. He walked. There you go. Got called between two defenders. Well defended by the Blaze, by the way. And that's five turnovers for the Wildcats. And Blackman will have a chance to go for one here if they so desire. McMiller running the point now to Rogan, right wing. They're moving left to right toward the concession stand from the opposite side of the scorer's table where we're set up. Rogan with 20 seconds. Back out front to McMiller. Back to Rogan, right wing. Deep in the corner, Jennings. Pull up jumper, good. Hit that one from about 14.
They missed their last three. That's a good comeback there.
Reed Pierce, by the way, shot that one. 22, not 12. Three. Long distance is up and good by Robertson at the horn. Your score at the end of one. Blackman 18, Lawrence County 7 here on State Farm Prep Sports.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive on Risley Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. And Brian, Blackman shot 54% in that first quarter to 30% for Lawrence County.
18-7 your score. Lawrence County ball, driving, running layup from the left side, put up with the left hand. Good by Mansfield. He's got four. Quickly on the other end, Coleman misses the shot. Rolled all around the rim, would not fall. The Blaze have doubled up Lawrence County by nine. 18-9, your score. And now McMiller going to get tagged with the foul. Reaching in. Halftime score, Middle Tennessee Christian School 40, Huntland 35. 40-35 MTCS, that's boys. The girls have already won. And Oakland boys at the half leading Franklin County 31-20. 31-20 Oakland. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Here it's 18-9. Lawrence County with the ball, working far side. Robertson. Bounce pass into Skinner. Skinner drives, baseline cut off. Back out to Robertson. They're without two of their starters due to injury. Driving. Is Mansfield, puts up the runner, no good. Rebound, Coleman, he's held. They rolling around with the ball, and they tried to steal it. And I think they're going to wind up saying it's Lawrence County's ball, and they missed a foul in there. Nope, they say white, so we got a break at least. Lawrence County fans don't agree, but they got away with a foul.
Well, they're talking it over now, but
he's saying white ball, and he's very adamant about it. We probably got a break on that, but they got a break with the foul.
Right.
So all is even, at least from our vantage point. Jennings to Pierce, now in the corner. Three, up, and good by K.J. Dowdy, the first bank three. Let it rip from the right wing. Robertson, jumper left side, make that right side, is up and good from about 12. Thompson feeds in the corner. This three, up, and this one is good. Juwan Jennings, the first bank threes are raining in. Back to back, 24-11. Bounce pass, feed inside. Now they have to flip it back out. Robertson, his three is good. Robertson suddenly with 10 points to lead the way for the Wildcats. The lead is 10 as the action picks up. Jennings to Thompson. Now Dowdy in the corner. Thompson to the right elbow. Passes off. Long two. Up no good by Juwan Jennings. And now there's going to be a hold called on Juwan Jennings. Probably best to let that go.
Yeah, how many times does that happen? You know, you miss a shot and you get frustrated and you reach in. Brian, I'm looking at the play of the guards. You know, it looks like Blackman has like six guards. And they all can shoot, they all can dribble, they all can run. Nice problem to have.
Yeah, that's the truth. Jalen Hurd did break, by the way, the new single season rushing record. 126 in the championship game, which they lead over Columbia. Missed the foul shot, by the way. 3,089 yards and counting. No look pass to get it down low from Thompson to Mayer. Mayer gets in on the scoring frenzy. 26-14. 5.5 to go in the first half of play. Right wing, deep, Three-point shot, no good. Now a push-off foul on Skinner. I think they may call a technical foul on him, too. Or did I see that?
Yes.
So that is not only a personal foul, number two, but the technical foul counts as a personal. So that's three fouls on the senior, Cade Skinner, sending Darius Thompson to the foul line to shoot the technical. The first is up and good. Must have said something.
He did. He said something, and now the official's going over and explaining it to him, to the coach.
Well, Skinner was not off the floor yet.
Yeah,
they had six players on the floor. Sackerman, good. Well, he is just almost automatic at the foul line, and it's because of countless hours of practice that that senior has put in. Inbounds triggered in by K.J. Dowdy to Thompson. Now back to Dowdy working between the rings. Dowdy, the lob going up for the slam is Darius Thompson. The two-hand flush.
Well, you credit K.J. Dowdy with a beautiful pass, just a lob pass, one of the best I've ever seen.
30-14, now Thompson tips it out of bounds. Boy, these guys play with the intensity of their head coach, don't they?
They do, and they play team ball. They're very unselfish.
Out front, the feet inside, off the glass. Nice move inside by Mansfield. He's got six. Thompson down the floor quickly. Thompson in the corner to Dowdy. Far side. No look to Mayer. Now back out. Coleman, the long J. Yes, sir. Just inside the three-point arc. The big man with six. 32-16. The Blaze have exploded these last couple of minutes.
5 of 7 here in the second quarter.
Robertson drives. Cut off there by a double team. To Mansfield. Flips it back over. Far side to Robertson. Now back to Mansfield for the fadeaway three, and it's good. Mansfield with the three. He's got nine. Thompson passes off, gets it back. No look underneath the basket. Back out front and stolen away. One too many passes there. Third turnover for the Blackman Blaze, who lead Lawrence County 32-19. Three-pointer from 23 feet. No good. Rebound. Coleman has to make a great move to save it. Thompson with good hands. Thompson down the floor, top of the key. Turn, spins, foul line. Gives it off to Mayer. Mayer back out front. Dowdy in the corner. Thompson for three. Oh, yes! That is a money shot. Darius Thompson, 17 points and a timeout, Lawrence County, 35-19. Blackman Blaze on a roll. We'll be back.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com.
Lawrence County had to call the timeout to stop the bleeding, hopefully, for them. Hartsfield to Norwood. Norwood to Mansfield, right wing. Far corner. Now they get it back into Mansfield. Running jumper is good, and he is fouled. The basket will count, and the foul is on Josh Mayer, I think, and if it is, it's his third, and that is all correct.
Well, Brian, when you take a team like Lawrence County that's 6-for-9 in this quarter, and they've lost points,
yeah,
that's not a good thing. But Blackman's on fire, and particularly with the two threes they've got in this this quarter. Three threes, pardon me.
First one is good by Norwood. He's got 12. Thompson trots it down the floor. Flips it into the far corner to Juwan Jennings. Jennings works off the screen, penetrates in the lane, lob to Coleman. One dribble, hard to the glass. It's good. That's a post move. 37-22. Blaze up. Robertson has stumbles, gives it off to Hartsfield. Now the three, fired up, no good by Mansfield. And now the official is going to call a foul, I believe. It's on Rogan. And that is going to send Peyton Crusoe, sophomore who just checked in, to the charity strike. First foul on Rogan, by the way. Ninth team foul. Misses the front end of the one and one. Rebound, Blackman. Thompson from the right elbow in the corner to Rogan. Now back to Thompson. Brings it out between the circles to Rogan for three. Online, just short. Bounces over the backboard. It'll be Lawrence County ball.
Well, that's unfortunate that it bounced because Coleman was right there to tip maybe back in, but went over the backboard.
Lawrence County's Robertson goes back over to talk to Coach Sean Clark, whose team comes in at 3-2 on the year. Blackman 4-0. Mansfield penetrates, goes in right side. Shot's going to count, and he's fouled. Mansfield with 14.
Well, he's not scared to go up in there, is he?
Foul is on Rogan. It's his second. This is a pretty scrappy bunch of Wildcats. Mansfield, the big deep breath. It's good.
It's not nice to be scratched by a Wildcat.
No, it's not. Or to be burned by the Blaze. 37-25, your new score. Flip outside to Rogan. Way out here on the right wing. Back to Thompson, back to Rogan. Briefly open, they close in. To Thompson with a minute 55 to go. Rogan and Thompson play catch. Coleman fakes, doesn't go low. And now Juwan Jennings brings it back out front. Putting a lot of pressure on him. Works off a screen from Coleman. Jennings got to get rid of it. Does to Rogan. Coleman wants to know what we're running. Finds out that information. Now from the left elbow. Shot off the glass. No good. Just missed it. A little hard. Rebound. Wildcats. Sockwell to Mansfield in the corner. Robertson, and now there's going to be an offensive foul in the paint. Foul away from the basketball. And it's going to be on Mansfield.
Well, when he dished off, he just ran over the defender, so the reason for the foul.
At the end of one, Laverne leading 10-5 in boys basketball over Lebanon. At Lebanon, 10-5. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. And MTCS 52, Huntland 43. With 3:44 to go in the third, all of those boys' scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. This discussion is about where the ball will be out of bounds. They're going to have to go the length of the floor. Alec McMiller comes in. Jennings goes out. Rogan will trigger in the play, and McMiller will bring it up the floor. He's running point guard spot while Thompson sets up in the post. He's going to flip out to the wing spot, cutting through. Rogan and McMiller. And now there's going to be a foul on Blackman on his illegal screen, I think.
Well, I've seen more of those tonight.
Reed Pierce, with the foul.
I think part of the problem is they're not getting set when they get ready to do the pick. So they're trying to free up Thompson, who's getting some little extra attention here in the second quarter.
I think I'd
do that too. 17 first half points. Left side jumper by from six is no good, and then Rogan is going to be held by Crusoe after the missed shot. But we're going to go to the other end and shoot one and one. Nope, two shots. I said two shots. Why is it two shots? It's one and one. Okay. One and one. We looked at the wrong side of the scoreboard. One and one for Andrew Rogan. This one bounces three times. Make it four off the back of the rim and through.
They're perfect from the sorry, Brian. They're perfect from the free throw line tonight. 5 of 5.
Junior Andrew Rogan will have another. Bend to the knee. Shot it and got it. 39, 25, 46 seconds to go in the first half of play. Lawrence County basketball. Robertson to the near wing. Back to the top of the key to Crusoe. Check that. It's Hartsfield. Bounce pass goes inside to Mansfield. Lost the ball out of bounds. Blackman basketball with 31.6. Six turnovers for the Wildcats, who, John, I would say would be a favorite to win District 8 AAA.
I think you're probably right. They're very good. They got off to a really terrible start tonight, 1 of 9 from the field. And that kind of ruins your night when you get behind this bunch. You can't do that with Blackman.
Rogan, a shovel pass to McMiller with 14 seconds. He'll go to work when the clock gets to 10, like right now. Back to Rogan with 8, with 7. Rogan drives in the lane, floater, no good, but he's going to be tripped up with 6 seconds to go. He'll shoot a couple. And that foul is on Robertson. Without him tripping him up, Rogan was going to have a little running floater up there. 2 shots as Rogan was shooting on that foul. Here in the double bonus anyway. Andrew Rogan to toe the line.
There's all kinds of confusion
here.
He
was shooting. It's not. They may say one and one, but he was shooting.
I think what he's saying, the official saying, is he was tripped before he went up. But to me, he was shooting.
Yeah.
And now they're not even going to give him that. So what went on there? Barry Wortman wants to know.
Well, here comes Lawrence County with 2 seconds, with 1, and they don't get a shot off. That shot shouldn't have counted, even though he put 2 fingers up. Anyway, this crew may be outmatched. How do you do a
free throw and then take it away? But evidently, whatever he said, Barry Wortman's okay with it.
Well, he's leading 39-25 going into halftime, so I guess he'll take that here at half. Blaze lead 39-25. We'll update all the girls' scores we have, see if we can find a few more, give you all the updates and boys on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, have stats and much more when we come back. 39-25 at halftime here on State Farm Prep Basketball. The Blaze lead the Wildcats.
From Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm going to be there, too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're going to get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and RingCentral. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro. try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust a Midas touch.
Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Jennings and Ayers has been serving funeral needs for Rutherford County for over 100 years. Call us at 893-2422. Let us have a conference with you so that you might choose those items ahead of time, thus relieving the burden from your family. We guarantee the price will never change the rest of your life. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, 893-2422.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, AG Sporting Goods, Craig's Tank Service, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza. And coming up in the Prentice Awesome Heating Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. Brian, it's rather comfortable lead at this point for Blackman here at halftime, 39-25.
And without the really good shooting of Lawrence County, lots of threes, and I think what they had, three threes, and shot the ball pretty well, keeping it as close as they can here as the score again is 39-25. Other scores in boys at the half, Oakland leading Franklin County 31-20. And at the end of three, Middle Tennessee Christian School at Huntland leading the Hornets 57-47. In girls play tonight, Oakland remains 6-0, 47-28 winners over Franklin County. Blackman Blaze, Lady Blaze 6-0 now. They defeated Lawrence County 70-34. And MTCS Lady Cougars, they're 4-1 with a 49-40 win over Huntland this evening. It's an update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Time to get to the stats, and these are brought to you courtesy of Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports, formerly AG Sporting Goods. And John Dinkins has a look at those stats.
All right, Brian, rebounding even with both teams, 9 apiece. Blackman shot 14 of 24, 58%, 5 first bank threes. That's some pretty hot shooting right there. Lawrence County, not too bad themselves, 11 of 23 for 48%, three threes. And considering they shot only 2 of 11 in the first quarter, that's pretty good shooting to come back in the second quarter to play. Mansfield had a good second quarter. Blackman, 6 of 6 for 100% on the free throw line, 2 of 5 for Lawrence County for 40%. Three turnovers for Blackman, 6 for Lawrence County. It was 18 to 7 at the end of the first quarter. It is 39-25 here at half.
Here's a look at your scoring. It's 15.9 for Heath Mansfield, 10 points for Taze Robertson, and you know what? That's it. Those are the only two that have scored for the Wildcats. I didn't realize that. Darius Thompson, 17 points tonight to lead the way for the Blackman Blaze. K.J. Dowdy with a first bank three. Juwan Jennings with a three and two from the foul line. He's got five. Josh Mayer with two. 8 points for Justin Coleman. Andrew Rogan with two, and Reed Pierce with two. Nobody for Blackman other than Josh Mayer with more than three fouls. He has three. And Cade Skinner with three fouls for the Lawrence County Wildcats. That's a look at your stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports on Mercury Boulevard. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hi there, this is Dave Kibbenemy from Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Come out this Saturday, December 1st, for a free drum clinic with one of the top drummers in the country, David Northrup, who's currently on tour with Winona Judd. Free drum clinic this Saturday, December 1st at 2 p.m. at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Nothing says Christmas like Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and the smell of evergreens has taken over our garden center. We have a wide variety of trees, wreaths, garland, ornaments, and garnishments to decorate your home for the season. Plus, we can flock your Christmas tree. Our homemade sorghum, honey, jams, and preserves make a great Christmas gift. Merry Christmas from everyone at Martin's Home and Garden.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Well, State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, always brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Riley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King at 220-2210. Here's a look at the schedule coming up tomorrow. It's MTCS Cougar Corner at a special time, 10:30. Tomorrow morning here on WGNS. That's followed by the Rutherford Home Show and Financial Coaching Radio. Right before, Blue Raider Network pregame coverage of MTSU at Arkansas State football. That begins at 1. The kickoff is at 2. At halftime, we'll leave the football game to send you out to South Dakota State as Dick Palmer brings you the Lady Raiders at South Dakota State as they take on the Lady Jackrabbits. We will return for the postgame show of football after, hopefully, a Lady Raider win on the road. They've had two losses on the year, John. One at Tennessee, one with Iowa in the WNIT, and they've both been in overtime.
Yeah.
So they could easily be staring at undefeated season so far.
As they begin their swan song of the Sun Belt Conference.
That's right. Well, could be another year.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound too much like it. If there was a way to get out, they were. But
yeah,
we'll see. MTSU men are at Akron for a tough trip on Sunday as well before the Monday Ideas Tees primetime sports scene from Gondolier Restaurant. Next week in State Farm Prep basketball coverage, community at Middle Tennessee Christian School on Tuesday. Next Friday back here at Blackman for their contest with Brentwood. The rest of the season, Shelbyville at Smyrna on December 11th, Siegel at Franklin on the 14th. And then we will have that Saturday, Memphis Central at Riverdale Girls, followed by Marshall County at Riverdale Boys. That's Saturday the 15th, so three games that week. And our final games will be from the State Farm Classic at Riverdale coming up on December the 22nd. Second half about ready to get underway, and does not appear to be any changes to the Blackman lineup, which was McMiller, Dowdy, Thompson, Mayer, and Coleman. And no changes from what I can see for Lawrence County. Hartsfield, Sockwell, Mansfield, Skinner, and Robertson. Starting lineups in the second half from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. Lawrence County throws the ball out of bounds. Turnover to start the second half for the Wildcats. That's their seventh of the game. I'm sorry. We've swapped ends. That was Blackman turnover. Lawrence County has the ball now, driving left side, shot is blocked. How that happens every time, I don't know. Ball down low, Lawrence County has dropped the ball. How can somebody run into the microphone and hold the table that's not even close to him? Anyway.
Well, they're trying to avoid traffic.
Is that what it
yeah.
is?
And sometimes they run into it.
Left side, shot up by Lawrence County's Mansfield. It is no good. Rebound. Now Dowdy for three from the deep left corner. Swish. K.J. Dowdy, a first bank three.
That is number six on the night for the Blaze. Let me just bring it to the...
No, yeah, I think we need to scoot the table in a little bit. I have to find a different placement for that next time. Driving right side is Robertson.
Nothing there. He gets it back. Trying to go to the low post to Mansfield. Turning, spinning. His shot won't go.
Rebound, Blackman. Thompson behind the back dribble. Lost the ball. It's on the floor. And Lawrence County has picked it off. And we have a 30-second timeout by the Wildcats, which we will take as well. Blackman 42, Lawrence County 25.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by Tonight, Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Lawrence County, inbound, Sockwell driving the left side and scores. First basket for the Wildcats. Dowdy for three from the deep right corner again. That's a money shot. K.J. Dowdy with back-to-back first bank threes.
Man, he is on fire as well. He's really pouring those threes in.
Sockwell, right wing, clad in their purple, moving left to right as we see it now. Pass almost intercepted. Sockwell now backs up for three. And it's good. Sockwell has all 5 points here in the second half, and he's only the third Wildcat to get in on the scoring. Lead down to 15 for the Blaze. Josh Mayer to Dowdy. Thompson backs into the far corner. Dowdy brings it over to the right wing. Back out front, Coleman. Left wing, McMiller looks inside. Nothing there. Cutting through Thompson. He's not going to get it. Now back to Dowdy, right wing. K.J. fakes, Mayer, bad pass, stolen away. Robertson running the left sideline. Robertson stops, pulls up, gives it to Sockwell. Tries to work off a pick, nothing there. Now from 24 feet, nothing but net for Mansfield. He let that one fly from downtown, 18 points.
We get up by about 16 or so, then they come right back.
Dowdy left wing. Trying to get it into Mayer, who's posted up. Nothing there. Now they do get it on the far side to Coleman, posted up. Double team to Dowdy. They close on him quickly. Now down low, reverse lay-in, McMiller. Alec McMiller with a great assist. Left wing, Sockwell. Right side, Robertson. Nothing there. Now gets it back, far right corner. Penetrates, skip pass, three from the left wing. This one nothing but net for Parks Hartsfield. They can shoot the three ball now.
That's kept them in the game, really.
Down low, Coleman, off the glass. And well, they ran the floor perfectly that time. 10 points for Coleman. Lawrence County could not play this pace with Blackman. They're having some success now, but they can't maintain it. It's just not going to happen. Down low, McMiller blocked. Mansfield, rather, blocked by Coleman. Thompson behind the back, lost the ball. It was tipped as it went around his back by Lawrence County, but the official didn't see that. Juwan Jennings is going to check in. And also Lucas Hart in for the Blaze. McMiller and Coleman go out. 49-36, Blackman, 3:35 left to go in the third. Driving left side, Sockwell. Bounce pass. They get it inside to Mansfield. He goes up. His shot's no good, but he's fouled.
Mansfield is one tough customer. He gets it inside. He's not afraid to go up with you, and he can use his left and right hand. He's not your typical post player, but yet he's got some really good moves. He's not really big, but he's really physical.
Second foul on Lucas Hart, by the way. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. MTCS leads 73-67 with 45 seconds left at Huntland tonight. Hit the first but missed the second, did Mansfield. 19 points for him. Thompson, no-look pass, down low, and Hart is clobbered.
Well, Mansfield grabbed his arm, but in all fairness to Mansfield, he was very gentlemanly about helping him up, so no damage, no harm. There was a foul, but I can't say no harm, no foul, because there was a foul.
There was a foul. No harm with a foul.
There you go.
First toss is up and no good by Lucas Hart.
First free throw missed by the Blaze tonight.
Second one. This one no good. So they missed them both. Battle for the rebound. Jennings has it to Thompson. Gets in there. Now Mayer goes up. He has it partially blocked. And it should be Blackman basketball out of bounds.
You know, people that have the great peripheral vision like Darius Thompson, there's no way you see that guy. But he does. I mean, it's just...
Lob in to Dowdy, who's wide open for three. Oh, just short off the front of the rim. Battle for the board, and Lawrence County has it. 49-37. Blackman, Mansfield, left side from the elbow. No good. Rebound, thrown away. No, last touch by Lawrence County. They tipped it out of bounds. You got to give this bunch credit. They are very scrappy.
Yes, they are. And they've had some threes to keep it in it, but I'm really impressed with Mansfield. He just, you know, he plays tough. And we'll dish it back out. He's kind of opened it up from the outside a little bit for him.
Thompson is out, so McMiller takes care of the point duties to Lucas Hart. Driving, shot, up, foul line, yes. Or rather, from the far corner, Juwan Jennings floats one up.
I like his little jump shot from the corner, too. He's got a nice little look.
51-37 Blaze. Mansfield, they're all over him. He drives to the lane, no good. Rebound tipped, and Blackman has it. Running the floor, McMiller. Stutter steps. He may go in all the way. He's going to be fouled on the way. Dumped it off to Mayer.
Ron, I agree about this. They are starting to play Blackman's game, getting up and down the floor, and I just don't think Lawrence County can play that for another quarter and a half.
Coleman going to come in. Who's going out for the Blaze? It's going to be Lucas Hart, the junior. A couple of subs for Lawrence County as well. McMiller into Dowdy. They close out on him pretty quickly. Shot two threes to open up this second half of play. Bounce pass, top of the key, Coleman. Coleman to McMiller, bounces it inside to Mayer. Now turns and shoots. And, oh, it all went all the way down in there and out. Blackman a little cold the last couple of minutes. Hartsfield. Been a lot of Hartsfields out of the Lawrence County area. Saw one here tonight that coaches over at Oakland Middle School in football. Kid Hartsfield is here from that neck of the woods. Looking over the three, doesn't take it. Driving, flips it up, no good. Mansfield. Well covered there defensively. McMiller down the far sideline. Lob inside. I'm not sure what that was. And neither does Josh Mayer.
McMiller expecting them to cut, and Mayer just didn't get there. And, Brian, they're starting to do defensively a lot better job on Mansfield. He's starting to take some not very good shots at the last three or four that he's taken. A little more help inside for the Blaze.
In the right corner, penetrating is Hartsfield, and they're going to call a push foul on Juwan Jennings. You heard me talking about that single-season rushing record. John, it was broken earlier today in this, I guess the 3A game. then, or the 1A game, then broken again in the 5A game hours later. 51-37, bounce pass in. Lawrence County misses the shot, and that's Norwood who just checked in, but he's going to be hacked fouled. It's going to be on Reed Pierce. It's his second. 77-67, the winner, Middle Tennessee Christian School boys. We'll talk to Jason Piercy tomorrow morning, by the way, on MTCS Cougar Corner. 77-67, the win at Huntland. Nice win for them. Norwood hits the first but misses the second. Quickly down with it, the Blaze. Juwan Jennings backs it back out. In the corner, Rogan. Rogan's three. Oh, no, it misses. Thought it might have gone. He got his own deep rebound, and Blackman resets. McMiller left wing looking in. Now to Rogan. Rogan and McMiller swap sides. Rogan lobs it up to Hart, who's in the game. Now back to Juwan Jennings, far wing. Barry Wertman barking out some type of play over there. Jennings pops out far right wing and a timeout. He's not happy, and you can tell. 51-38 with the timeout on the floor, 32 seconds left in the third on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live, on demand with podcasts and see where we'll be broadcasting next. Brian, the girls' final tonight, 70-34. Blackman Lady Blaze win, and Blackman Blaze in front right now in this one. 51-38, they have the ball. Dump pass down low, and now Hart's going to be tackled at about the 12-yard line. He's going to go to the foul line. Foul is on Sockwell, his first. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Oakland boys a winner over Franklin County, 75-44. 75-44, Oakland boys a winner. MTCS 77-67. Those are some boys' scores we have for you. If you've got any Siegel Independence updates, Laverne Lebanon, Smyrna Gallatin, we'd love to have those, and we'll pass them along to the folks. First toss is missed, but the second one is good by Hart. 52-38 with only 14 seconds to play in this third. Sockwell fakes the three, doesn't take it. To Mansfield, who falls to the floor. Back to Sockwell, driving. Jump ball, and it is going to be Lawrence County ball with 5.7.
You see how great Blackman's played tonight and shooting the ball well, but can you imagine Cousins isn't even playing?
I know. Sockwell gets it in. Mansfield with three, with two, backs off from three, no good. And that's the end of the third with your 38 at the end of three. Blackman Blaze lead here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm agent prep sports on WGNS. State Farm agent. Well, anyway,
Celeste Middleton's agent.
State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. I'm reading double lines. Located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Celeste, you can get up to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Lob down low, going for the dunk is Coleman, and he kind of got off his feet there. A little, let's see, how can you say that? A little jolted as he went up. Off balance, that's the word I was looking for. Bounce pass inside to Mansfield, goes up strong, and what a shot. He's a good player now, 6'4 senior center Heath Mansfield. Lead down to 12, and now a foul on Lawrence County. They're without two of their starters as well. Foul is on 25, Peyton Crusoe.
I was going to say, we'll see them again.
Lob inside, and now Coleman misses this one, trying to toss it in. Not a very good pass inbounds to him. Sockwell into the far left corner, Hartsfield. Back outside, Caruso. Now near side, Sockwell has it again. Feet inside. Now back to Mansfield. Turn, spins, off the glass, no good. Coleman with the rebound. Out to Thompson. Thompson, lob down low. Shot up off the left block is good by Lucas Hart. Lead back to 14. Blackman crowd fans getting into it here. Sockwell drives left side, goes in untouched, missed the shot. Had an open layup, missed the lefty. No look, Thompson underneath. Oh, my goodness. That was beautiful. Lucas Hart and Darius Thompson doing one of the things he can do, and that's an assist. And a timeout in Lawrence County. The lead is ballooned back to 16 for the Blaze, 56-40. We'll take this one-minute break on State Farm Prep Sports.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Servicing Murfreesboro for over 10 years, Olympus is confident that we can get you in the best shape of your life. An all-inclusive membership, just $14.99 a month, offering free childcare, free group exercise, free tanning, and free personal training. Drop by any of our four locations and see one of our friendly staff members today.
Visit Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Gravesend Drugstore is the perfect place to shop for gifts this holiday season. We emphasize accessories and personal treasures that are traditional, with a twist. Our unique atmosphere allows you to shop in a warm, inviting setting that will inspire you to share the Christmas season with those you love. Beautiful ornaments, special pottery for a unique table setting, delicious candle and home fragrances to create the feel of the perfect holiday home. Visit us today and see the special touches we have added just for you. Reef Sane is open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And Lawrence County inbounds the basketball, bringing it down, trailing by 16 with 6.5 to go in the game. Deep in the left corner, it's Robertson to Mansfield. Turn, spins in the block. Triple team, goes up anyway, high off the glass. Rebound, Blackman Blaze. Coleman, got to find a guard, and does. Thompson brings it down right in front of us. To the left wing, fakes right, goes nowhere, but giving it to Dowdy. Now Thompson gets it back. Blackman sets up a play here. To Juwan Jennings, now back to Thompson. Penetrates, now from the three-point line, no good. In and out. Rebound, Hartsfield. Hartsfield, bounce pass inside. Hook shot up, no good by Cade Skinner. Rebound, Blackman. Thompson flips it back out. Tipped around by Coleman. Lost it. Going to be stolen away by the Wildcats. Robertson, bounce pass to Hartsfield, intercepted by Dowdy, and they're going to call a foul on Lawrence County. Or they're going to call a foul on Dowdy.
Well, that was a terrific, absolutely terrific play. It's unfortunate he got a foul call because I don't know that he touched him, but if he did, even if he didn't, that's still a great play. I mean, it was a two-on-one, and Dowdy just took the ball away from him, it looked like.
It was an amazing play, but they do tag Dowdy with the foul. Inbounds. Norwood turns in the air. Now back out in the far corner, Sockwell. Fade away three, no good.
Good defense there.
Gone cold here as well. Dowdy running the lane, layup left-handed, no good, but how about a slam by Coleman? I'll go with that. That's a pretty high percentage shot. 58-40. Three from the corner, air ball. Lawrence County runs down the loose ball. Robertson back to Hartsfield. Turns, spins, glides in there. He's going to be fouled on the way. Dowdy, I believe. And Dowdy does what a senior would do. Who knows, he may be being looked at, if you will. Kind of cools off quickly. Lawrence County, far sideline out of bounds. Now Mansfield's going to be fouled by Coleman, and he should be going to the line. Two shots for Heath Mansfield, the 6'4 senior center. He's got 21 of Lawrence County's 40 points tonight. Two shots for number 42. Just under 5 minutes to go in the game. First one is good.
They've really cooled off considerably, though, Brian, since the that second quarter. Third quarter was not kind to them.
Second one is good as well. They're taking some low percentage shots, and I think Blackman's kind of forcing them into that with their defense. 58-42, your score. Blackman leads. Dowdy, feet inside to Mayer, lob down low. Now they kick it back out. Jennings for three, a little long. Rebound tipped by Coleman, run down by Hartsfield. Hartsfield stutter steps, now bounce pass inside to Cade Skinner, and double dribble is the call. Turnover, Lawrence County. That's their eighth turnover. That's been one thing that we haven't seen a lot of in this game, and that's turnover.
No, they both played very well protecting the ball.
Thompson walks it down in the right corner, now gets it back. Deep in the left corner, a three ball is skyward, and it's no good. Rebound, Coleman off the glass, missed this one. And saved by Lawrence County. Blackman, to be fair, has cooled off as well as the ball is tipped out of bounds by the Blaze.
Well, if they'd been shooting at all, better in the third quarter, this score would be worse than it is. But they haven't shot. You're right, Brian. They haven't shot very well either.
Inside the center, back out Mansfield. The three off the front of the rim. Rebound. There's going to be a foul on Cade Skinner as the rebound was taken out of there by Juwan Jennings.
And a huge rebound factor in the boards now, 25-14, the edge goes to Blackman, and especially in this third quarter, it's been phenomenal.
Same thing kind of happened in that girls' game. I mean, Blackman just killed Lawrence County on the boards in the girls' game. Thompson to Jennings, right wing. Back out to Josh Mayer, now Dowdy. Deep right corner. And there's going to be a foul on Cade Skinner, and that's going to be it for him. Picked up his fifth foul, and he knew it. 3:33 left in the fourth. He fouls out. No points and was hampered by foul trouble. Picked up his third foul. That's where a technical foul can kill you, John. It took him out for a quarter and a half.
Yeah, and he really got back in there just for a second or two and got another foul.
Lob inside. Coleman, one-handed shot. Tip, won't go. Now there's going to be a foul and then a foul. And they're going to say Blackman foul.
Coleman reaching over, I think, and on the second attempt on that rebound.
Well, he was in front of him on the first one.
Well, they've missed their last five shots.
Justin Coleman's first foul. That's not a bad stat for the post guy either, is it, John?
Yeah, we've been kind of stuck on this 58-42, and now Lawrence County gets another point.
Well, they're going to have another one here, and if Mansfield hits it, it'll be down to 14. This punch kind of scares me a little bit. Sacramento is good. 25 for Mansfield. Only 3:26 to go. 58-44 Blaze. Thompson. Bounce pass to Jennings. Back to Josh Mayer.
I just think they could run off clock if they had to, Brian.
I think that's what they were trying to do. They reach in. Sockwell reaches in. They've got a lot of fouls. No, I thought they had two fouls, but it's seven, not two. And 1-1. K.J. Dowdy at the charity stripe. He's got three First Bank threes to his credit. Trying to add the one to it and cannot. All the way in and out. Hartsfield, bounce pass. A shoe tops of John Jennings. Hartsfield, that Sockwell to trigger in the out of bounds. Robertson works between the rings. They're taking a lot of time to find this, run this play. It's Sockwell driving far side. Now he's thrown it away. Thompson picks it off. Down to Coleman. Coleman going to be fouled as he lays it up. But it was before the shot. And it's going to be for Coleman.
Blurred play defensively in front of the Lawrence County bench by Thompson. As soon as he got it, he just flipped it, knowing somebody would be going down the floor. They are so well coached when it comes to that kind of thing. They get a turnover, they're down the floor.
Coleman's first toss is good. He'll have another one. Coleman with 13 points, 17 for Darius Thompson, 7 for Juwan Jennings to lead the way for the Blackman Blaze. Second toss, shot it, got it. 33 with 14 points tonight. 60-44 Blackman. 2.5 to go. Far left corner, Sockwell penetrates, now gives it off to Mansfield. Hook shot won't go. He's on the floor battling for it. They call a timeout, and it's going to be Lawrence County ball when we come back after the timeout. 60-44, your score. Blackman leads with 2:28 to go on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We have gifts for all different price ranges and for all occasions. We have Luminox, we have Citizen, we have Seiko, we have Tensi watches. They're all wooden watches with wooden dials, wooden cases, wooden bands. They're really unique, something that you can wear and get a lot of compliments on them. Inspired by you. I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Join us for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Quarter at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Lancaster Pike.
Inbounds by Lawrence County. Shot, pretty good, high percentage shot, but Mansfield misses it. Good defense there by the Blaze. Dowdy, cross court to Jennings. Pull up from the right elbow, off the front of the rim. Rebound Coleman, lost it. Rolling around on the floor and picked off by the Wildcats. Mansfield comes up a little slow. It's Sockwell bringing it down. Deep in the corner, Hartsfield loses the ball. Now to Mansfield, deep in the corner, the three ball. Sockwell, good.
A pretty good three-point shooting team, too, John.
Yeah, Sockwell's done a pretty good job with that three. It's his second of the night. 60-47.
Had a hand in his face, too.
Lead is 13. Turning, spinning, nothing there for Coleman. No look pass, and there's a foul. Thompson was about to lay it up. Darius Thompson kind of snuck in there. Foul is on Hartsfield, his third. And with a minute and a half to go, Coach Barry Wertman has done considerable subbing here. Jennings, Dowdy, Mayer, Coleman all go out. Darius Thompson will be next, I'm sure. This toss is up and good by Darius. This is his first point since halftime.
And sat out quite a bit, too. I mean, while other people have been playing, but
second one is good.
He had a lot of assists, though.
But he's only taken one shot, Brian.
That's right.
You know, in the second half.
62-47. Bounce pass stolen away. Lucas Hart for the Blaze has it, and he's going to be fouled with a minute 19 to go. Coming up, the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show. We'll recap the girls' game for you. Also have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas and Murfreesboro shift to the game, and a check of your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, all coming up in the post-game show. First toss is up and good by Lucas Hart. He's got 6 points tonight. All of those off the bench. Thompson goes out. Marquardt Grant, or Gant, rather. Gant into the game. 5'9 junior guard. Second toss, this one is up and good by Hart. Down the floor, running layup left side, will not fall for Sockwell. Minute 6 to go. Isaiah Hart is in the game as well. And now a foul, hold on Reed Pierce. And Pierce is going to go to the line to shoot a couple here. 56.6. Lawrence County is going to sub everybody here as well and get some youngsters in.
A nice game on WGNS, brought to you in part by Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, Jay Mullins Jewelry, carpets by Osborne Hodge Construction, Jerry Potts Car Care, and also by Intersource. Beginning in January, we'll debut the 24-second shot clock. You'll be able to sign up for a chance to win $10,000, $5,000 for you, and $5,000 for your school. Details coming soon.
First toss is up and no good by Pierce. He'll have another one. Blackman is subbed even more. Second one by Pierce. This one short. But he got his own rebound. Drives in off the glass. Bounces 3 times and falls.
Good for him. That's great.
Rogan remains in. If there's anybody I don't have, I haven't mentioned. There's Debo Henry, who is in the game for the Blaze. I think he's the only one I haven't mentioned. Shot is up and no good by whoever 50 is. He's on the roster.
Where to that now, okay.
He's not on there.
Yeah.
And I actually spoke personally to the coach 5 minutes before airtime tonight.
So. From the reaction of the fans, I don't know that he plays a whole lot. They're really rooting for him, though.
Marquardt Grant has it, right wing. Final 10 seconds. Three fired up. It is no good by Andrew Rogan. Rebound. Corey Gerritsen. And the shot at the horn by Kirk Kemp is no good. And that's your ball game. As the Blackman Blaze improved to 5-0 with a 66-47 win over Lawrence County. 66-47. And Blackman improves to 5-0. On the year. When we come back, we will have your Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show. Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game, and much, much more, plus scores, stats, all you can shake a stick at here coming up when we return on State Farm Prep Sports from WGNS AM/FM online.
For over 4 decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings.